This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Hunger-Free Colorado and state lawmakers are asking Congress for more money for food aid in the next relief package. CPR's Bentha Berkland reports.
Congress is still deadlocked on how to move forward with the next wave of federal money to boost the economy and help people impacted by COVID-19. Democratic State Senator Brittany Petterson and Republican Larry Crowder are asking Colorado's U.S. senators to back a 15% increase in supplemental nutrition assistance benefits, known as SNAP. According to Hunger Colorado, more families need support and help with food, especially as unemployment continues to rise. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
A Denver judge ruled today that bars must comply with the governor's executive orders. The Colorado Tavern League sued to overturn capacity limits and when to make last call. Judge Brian Whitney said the state was acting rationally and in the public interest. Initial unemployment claims fell 8% in Colorado last week. The extra $600 from Washington expired, and Cher Havin of the State Labor Department doesn't know when or if it'll return.
When we get indication from Congress on what the fate of the program might be, those benefits will be paid retroactively depending on the date that Congress establishes.
81 degrees, partly cloudy in Colorado Springs, 99 and sunny in Grand Junction, 73, mostly cloudy for Metro Denver. This is CPR News.